إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, in the last week, the main khutbah I gave was about the importance of making dua and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made a means for us to connect with Him. He has made a way for us to talk to Him, to converse with Him, and to ask anything that we need from Him. And I'd like to basically summarize parts of that khutbah again and complete the subject this week, inshallah. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran that whenever we call upon Him, then He is close to us and He listens to us. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي When my slaves, they ask about me, where I am, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ Then tell them that I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ When the person who is making dua, the person who is calling unto me, he calls me, I respond to him. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ So everybody should expect that the dua that I am making is being accepted and they should have iman on me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ Maybe they would be guided. In another verse of the Quran, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Lord, He says, call upon me, I will respond to you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ Those people who are arrogant from my worship, they will enter Jahannam in the state of disgrace. So the dua is a form of ibadah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is commanding us to call upon Him. When you call people, when you ask people, they will give once, they will give twice, they will give three times. And the fourth time they will turn around and they will become upset at you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is that Kareem who becomes angry and upset when we don't ask Him. So we should always knock at His door first. And later on in the khutbah, we'll hear a hadith about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked and how He loves to respond to the dua. And he says that the person who calls upon other people, his need will never be fulfilled. But the person who calls unto Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his need. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الحي, He is the one who is alive, never dies, He will never die, always has been, He always will be. لا إله إلا هو There is no one worthy of worship. No one worthy to turn to except Him. فَدْعُوهُمْ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Call upon Him, making sincere for Him the deen and the religion. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes dua to Him, he will be given one of three things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة قطيعة رحم إلا أعطاه الله بإحدى ثلاث When a person he makes a dua and in that dua there is no dua for committing a sin or there is no dua for breaking off relationships with one's relative then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him one of three things What are those three things? إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتَهُ Whatever he asks for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. That's one of the three things. وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reserve that for him in the hereafter. He will get the reward for that in the hereafter. Meaning, Allah will not respond to the exact dua, so he will not see anything happening in front of his eyes. But what will happen, Allah will reserve the reward for that in the hereafter. Or the third thing that will happen is, وَإِمَّا أَن يُصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take away some kind of calamity or problem that was about to occur to him. And again, in this situation, he will not even realize it. But his dua has been indirectly accepted, that what he asked for he didn't get, but he will get something else, which is the removal of a calamity and the removal of a problem that was about to occur to him. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَسْتَجِيبُ اللَّهُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَدْعُ بِإِثْمٍ أَوْ قَطِيعَةِ رَحْمٍ أَوْ يَسْتَعْجِلُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to the dua of all of you as long as there are not three things. The two things I've already mentioned. One was the dua for committing a sin, and the second was the dua for breaking off relationships with somebody, and the third is isti'jal, meaning impatience. So the Sahaba asked, وَمَا الْإِسْتِعْجَالُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ The Sahaba asked, what is isti'jal, Ya Rasulullah? What is impatience, O Prophet of Allah? He said that a person says, قَدْ دَعَوْتُكَ يَا رَبْ قَدْ دَعَوْتُكَ يَا رَبْ فَلَا أَرَاكَ تَسْتَجِيبُ لِي فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ فَيَدَعُ الدُّعَى He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made dua to you, O Allah, and I do not see that you are responding to that dua. You're not responding to the dua, فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ He loses hope, and then he stops making dua. This is known as isti'jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respond to that person who is impatient in this way. So a person should be consistent with his dua. He should always make the dua as much as possible, and he should make the dua with the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua. And this brings me to the next hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be said, Oh Allah, accept the dua if you want. You're not supposed to say, if you want to accept the dua, then, you know, accept the dua. No. The dua should be made in the form of a command. Oh Allah, accept this dua. This is what the dua is about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يقول أحدكم اللهم اغفر لي إن شئت اللهم ارزقني إن شئت لِيَعَزِمْ مَسْأَلَتَهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ لَا مُكْرِهَ لَهُ A person, the Prophet ﷺ said, that a person should not say that, Oh Allah, forgive me if you want. Oh Allah, give me sustenance if you want. He should have a firm conviction in his questioning. He should be firm in his questioning and not wishy-washy. This way that, Oh Allah, if you want to forgive me, if you want to give me, then give. No. He should say, Oh Allah, give me. He should be firm in his asking. Because Allah is the one who does what he wants. There is no one to force him to do anything. So his acceptance of the dua will be obviously if he wants and when he wants. But a person should not use the word in shi'ta, if you want, Oh Allah, to do this thing for me, then do it. He should always say, do the thing. Oh Allah, give me this thing and I need this thing, accept my dua. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize, they do it. But they always, at the end of the dua, you know, when they're giving dua for somebody else, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures you, inshaAllah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures you, inshaAllah. So you're making the dua, and at the end, you're doing exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said not to do, inshaAllah. It should be, Oh Allah, I pray that you cure this person, or when you are addressing the person, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures you. That's it. Not with inshaAllah. Generally, we have this kind of habit of saying inshaAllah for everything in the future. But in this case, when making dua for somebody, it should not be with the word inshaAllah. A person should always, like I